We're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 5th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. With 2 years of DVR service and 1 year of Showtime included. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2 year agreement term and 1 year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add Instant and Jackpot to the list because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash Play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's summer, y'all, and you know the drill. It's time to stay chill and get your fill of all the cool games that you'd like to see. The August Instant Ones from Tennessee. You could scratch a blackjack for just a dollar, win 20 grand on a payday multiplier. Big Orange 8s could take your cash even higher, but not like a $1 million mega multiplier. That's no joke. These are the ones, the August Instant games that are tons of fun. Brand new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just play responsibly.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a night out? Don't you deserve one? Have you thought about Restaurant Iris? You've always known it to be a special occasion location, and that hasn't changed. But did you know they now have a full bar that you don't need reservations for? Any night of the week, sit down to delicious and unique dishes, small and large, prepared by our world-class chefs. Pair seasonal snacks with specialty cocktails. Memphis is ready for an elegant place to have a casual night out. I'll meet you at the bar at Iris.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year on internet and TV.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 5th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. With 2 years of DVR service and 1 year of Showtime included. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2 year agreement term and 1 year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkheimer for Sunrise Chevy. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch has over 500 new vehicles to choose from with interest low of 0% and rebates up to $7,500. A $5 million used car inventory specializing in the late model GM certified and cars and trucks under $10,000. Bad credit, bankrupt, slow pay, it's okay. Sunrise gets you financed when no one else can. Check out the inventory and apply online at sunrisememphis.com or call us on the phone. Come in and see us, go online or call. Any way you do it, we'll save you money at the Sunrise Chevy Ranch partner, 385 in Houston Levy and Collierville. Find new roads.
If you're a serious tool guy, Looking for serious power tools from the best brands? You need to get to We Sell Tools. No wannabe power tools. Real power tools like Milwaukee and DeWalt. With hardcore power and durability so you can get the job done easier and faster. We sell tools. Real tools for real guys. You can find us at the northeast corner of Kirby Whitten Road and Summer Avenue. We sell tools.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Well, we start the second hour here on the Jeff Calkins Show with Chris Harrington. Bennett, let's fire it up, buddy.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what were we listening to?
That's, of course, School Days by Chuck Berry, our annual back-to-school day song. Yes, most students, my son, not my daughter, started last week, but most students started back to school today in Memphis.
Yeah, I was out of town this weekend, and I don't know. I know school is starting earlier and earlier, but this one really creeped up on me today. So I guess shout outs to all the kids. You get out earlier. But let's start here. So Marvin Bagley III announced that he is withdrawing his name from Team USA. Does that make Jaren Jackson up next? I know there's 16 guys going for 12 roster spots.
I asked somebody with the Grizzlies last night whether Jaren was still going to be in camp when they reconvened this week or he was done. I was told he's done. And so he is apparently not in the mix. I guess that could change in theory. But, you know, they're reconvening, I think, tomorrow. And I was told last night by a Grizzlies employee that Jaren will not be part of that, that he is done with his Team USA stuff.
Is there anything to read into that one way or the other?
No, I mean, he was on the select team, and so I think the assumption for the most part is that those guys on the select team are there for the week of practice and then that scrimmage, and then they're done. Given the number of people who have been dropping out, you know, of the main team, then maybe some guys will get pulled up. In terms of Bagley, like, Bagley's certainly been good in all this, but Bagley is also a Coach K guy, and Coach K's on the coaching staff, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a reason Mason Plumlee has been on Team USA before, right?
Yes, there is.
And so I think, you know, if the implication of your question is, like, you know, who's actually better, Marvin Bagley or Jaren Jackson Jr., I think that's very much up for grabs, and we'll find out in the coming years. Bagley went two spots ahead of Jaren in the draft. I think most people think Jaren was a slightly better as a rookie. I think most NBA people would rank Jaren higher if they were, like, redrafting or pushed going forward. But I think it's close enough, and they're both really good, that it could go either which way.
What'd you make of Jaren's game on Friday night?
There wasn't much to make of it, really. I mean, as a big man, I mean, it wasn't like an all-star game, pickup game, but it was not too far removed from that. I mean, they'd been together for like a week, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, sort of like summer league, right? The less time you have, the less involved big men are going to be, because you've got to run more stuff to get them the ball. And so big men weren't really getting many opportunities. So he didn't get a lot of touches. He had some nice moments inside. He missed both the jump shots I saw him take. Had some nice moments defensively. The thing that jumped out the most was he switched out on Jason Tatum at one point, you know, the Celtics small forward, and locked him up and forced a steal. You saw sort of that defensive versatility. But he didn't really get a lot of opportunity, and I do think he looked a little bit stronger. He was getting pushed around some, especially offensively. Like, he was having trouble, like, you know, maintaining his ground sometimes in the low post. He was still the youngest player in that game. I mean, it's sort of amazing. John Morant turned 20 over the weekend. Jaren Jackson is still 19 years old.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's especially when you consider the fact that so much of this franchise's future depends on him, and he's still over 2 years away from being able to legally drink.
Right.
It's just unbelievable. All right, I wanted to ask you this about Jaren before we move on. In terms of the defensive end, as you mentioned, the athleticism, it pops out on the page, but what do you think he has to do this year to kind of sort out the foul trouble situation he seems to find himself in?
Oh, I mean, I just feel like that's likely to come with experience.
Sure.
I mean, part of it is knowing just sort of when to hold up just a little bit and to be more vertical and to not be as aggressive going for blocks. Part of that is getting more respect from officials because you're not a rookie anymore. You're not like a 19-year-old. And I think a lot of it is just sort of experience. I'm not going to tell you that won't be a factor this season. I expect it will be. I would assume it will be less of a factor this season than last season. And over the next 2 or 3 years, he will settle into sort of a normal plateau that is like not really something we'll talk about again. But I think it'll take 2 or 3 years to do that.
Talking, of course, with Chris Harrington here of the Daily Memphian. His Grizzlies notebook is available up over at dailymemphian.com. Today is schedule day. As you pointed out in your notebook, the schedule will be released on ESPN's afternoon show, The Jump. It will be a made-for-TV event. We're starting to get some news. I believe Shams broke that on the MLK Day game, they've released two games, neither of which included Memphis. Is there any way that the Grizzlies don't play specifically on Monday this year?
Oh, I haven't heard from anyone. I mean, obviously a couple years ago they played Sunday night instead of Monday. And some people were mad about that. I was not one of them. I think the Sunday night game on national TV was better than a noon game on NBA TV, personally. And so, I mean, is it possible something like that would happen again? I guess. I haven't heard anything from anyone, you know, internally with the Grizzlies about that. But they have more than two games on MLK Day. And so, you know, what has been the norm in a lot of years is that the Grizzlies are a day game, and then you have the two prime times, right?
Yes. What will you specifically be looking for today when the schedule's released? I know you have your yearly column of the viewer's guide, if you will, to the home schedule. What will you be looking for?
You know, I'm looking at opening night, obviously, MLK Day, obviously, national TV games. You know, Marc Gasol's return, I don't think we've seen yet when that is. And you're looking for where the imbalance is because you know you'll play all the Eastern Conference teams twice and most of the Western Conference teams four times, so there's going to be a few teams you only play three times, and you know, both from an entertainment standpoint and means less this season than in others, but from a competitive standpoint, like where, who do you lose games against, right?
Sure. I mean, to me, I think, I guess, weirdly, I'm kind of interested to see if I kind of want the Hawks game to be later in the year so that Morant can kind of already had his feet wet and whatnot. Is that a weird thought?
No, and then, I mean, that timing matters on some other stuff, too. Like, let's say, like, the Gasol game, right? Toronto's coming to town once. Like, is that game before or after the trade deadline, right?
That's a fair
because
question.
Who knows if Marc Gasol is going to be there after the trade deadline? Who knows what direction Toronto is going to take? Are they going to blow it up? And I think some of those things factor in. I mean, it's, you know, if you, like, last year we had the Warriors very late in the season. And so the degree to which you're likely to see the star players probably lessens as you get toward the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season. And so that's a factor. If the Lakers are coming to town the last game of the last night of the season, like, are you going to get LeBron James and Anthony Davis? Where you're more likely to get them if you're playing them in January or December?
Yes, I think that's more than fair. Talking, of course, with Chris Harrington. His notebook is up over at the Daily Memphian. Another topic that you discussed during, or I should say, included in your notebook was Kevin Pelton's thoughts on the Grizzlies in their offseason. He gave him an A-. Did the grade surprise you? I know you talk with Kevin relatively regularly. What were your thoughts on Kevin's thoughts?
Yeah, no, I know Kevin. I haven't talked to him about that. But, you know, I sort of rounded up him and David Aldridge and then the Ringer. There was a lot of just, you know, as we go back to school, like the Grizzlies had good grades coming out of the summer. Like their grades happened before school starts back. I think when you look at what teams did in the context of what they needed to do and what they had to work with, which is the way these things are done, then the Grizzlies, I mean, I think pretty clearly grayed out as one of the more effective teams over the summer in terms of what they were able to accomplish for their needs. Now, the funny thing is you look at that and, like, all these great grades, you know, it was A-minus from Kevin Pelton, the eighth best offseason from David Aldridge, the best offseason from Justin Verrier at the Ringer, and then the over-under is 26.5. And so, you know, yeah, they had a great offseason, and yeah, they have a chance to be the worst team in the league next year. They'll be in that conversation. And so can you square those things? Well, yeah, of course you can if you sort of have that long view of the way the NBA works. But there is a little bit of a disconnect in terms of your typical, like, you know, fan look at, like, you know, what's good and what's bad, right?
Well, it's weird because not only is it 26.5, one of the lowest totals in the league, because of the coaching staff, like, there's not a ton of experience. Like, to me, it seems there seems to be an emphasis on development. We don't really care about the wins and losses this year. Like, at 26.5, I'm still leaning to the under. And it's weird to think that this could be a 25 or fewer win basketball team, and I still think much more highly about the future. And I think that goes to show, like, just how much really getting second in the lottery, getting Morant, like, that changed the outlook completely. Because as you and I have talked about, I don't think you feel the same way if the Grizzlies would have just kept, like, the eighth pick this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at – if you're not looking at, you know, game by game or within the context of a season, you just think, okay, where are you at? Where do you want to be?
Right.
And how do you get there? Then the how you get there at some point, and maybe at some point in the very near future, is going to – like, wins and losses are going to tell you whether you're on the right track.
Yes.
For this particular season, that's not necessarily going to tell you whether you're on the right track in terms of getting to where you ultimately want to be. It will be more about – the development of specific players. Like, you know, if you lose in a game where, or just not even set aside, like, individual games. So generally speaking, if you're losing with Jaren Jackson Jr. and John Morant playing well and looking like they're getting better, that would be more meaningful to you than winning in a game where Jay Crowder scores 30 points, right?
Yes, 100%.
Or winning because Jay Crowder's playing well. And so you do have to look at it differently this season.
All right, then lastly, as we mentioned, there were some over-under win totals. What were some of the ones that you liked and some of the ones you didn't?
I think my favorite – I just looked at, like, the ones I like in terms of overs and unders.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, in terms of stayaways, I don't know. But Denver's the one I think I like the best of everything.
Yeah.
They're at 52.5. I think they won 54 last season. They're a young team. They bring basically everyone back who matters. They add Jeremy Grant, who I think from Oklahoma City, who's a good athletic forward, who I think shores up their biggest weakness because their starter, Paul Millsap, is like 34. That's the only old player on the team. So they shore that up. I think a lot of those young players have not plateaued. They were likely to get better, like Michael Beasley and Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
I think because of their youth and their depth, they are less likely – you never know, but they are less likely to be impacted by injuries and load management and that kind of stuff. And I think their continuity will help them in the context of a conference where every other good team, it seems like, has had major changes. So I just don't see them being worse than last season.
Yeah, I agree.
And so that's my favorite of everything. On the unders, the Celtics, I don't know. The Celtics won 48 last year. I think the number's 49.5.
Yep.
They just swapped Al Horford for Enes Kanter.
Yeah,
and their bench is very young. They're really going to be depending on Carson Edwards and Grant Williams, two rookies. They're weak up front. They also lost their backup center, Aaron Baines. They're weak up front. They have poor depth. I know the East got a little squishier, but I don't know if I see them as a 50-win team.
No, and I don't know. There was just something about them last year. Maybe it was the chemistry, and so maybe they feel like they got rid of some bad apples. But they also got rid of some talent, and I don't feel like that can be dismissed. Chris, we appreciate the time, my man.
All right, thanks.
That is Chris Harrington again. His Grizzlies notebook is up over at the Daily Memphian over at dailymemphian.com. We continue our Daily Memphian theme. The Memphis Tigers are boarding a plane headed to the Bahamas. Drew Hill is going to join us in studio. We'll get all his Tiger thoughts next when we come back. Right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
It is time to think about transforming your house for the summer. No better way to do that than get in touch with Affordable Blinds of Memphis. New blinds, new shades, new shutters. They got the new motorized blinds. You can say, Alexa, open my blinds, and they will open up magically. You can get beautiful new outdoor shutters, which will transform the look of your house. All you got to do is get in touch with Chip Wiggins from Affordable Blinds of Memphis at 753-5822, 753-5822. He'll come to your house. He'll measure everything, show you all your options. They've got a beautiful mobile showroom. And within 1 to 3 weeks, it can be done. They call it Affordable Blinds because they are affordable, but they're also the highest quality, the best price, and the quickest service. Again, Chip Wiggins at 753-5822, or go to their website, affordableblindsofmemphis.com.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go, you can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you, and you can go home with the most beautiful diamond engagement ring that you've ever seen in your entire life.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds, and what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
I have a new favorite dessert in the city. It's Bounty's Key Lime Pie. I don't even tend to love key lime pie, but I love this key lime pie. It's fresh, it's cool, it's tangy, and it's perfect for summer. In fact, Bounty is the perfect place for a memorable summer dinner or brunch. The other day, some friends and I started with the jumbo pan-seared scallops served with sweet corn, house-smoked bacon, and white truffle oil. They were flat-out incredible. We had the fried Gulf oysters because, I'll be honest, I always have the fried Gulf oysters at Bounty, but we also had the pan-roasted summer flounder, the steamed mussels, and the garden rat. Tattooey. Add a glass of white wine at Bounty because of their unique Korovan wine system. All of their wines are available by the glass, and it's the perfect summer meal. The place is beautiful, the service is attentive, and the key lime pie is, I promise you this, the best you've ever had. Bounty is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call 901-410-8131 or visit them at bountyonbroad.com to add some joy to your summer days.
Hey, Paul.
Sprint turn.
I'm so excited. Now at Sprint, you can trade in your iPhone 6S or newer in any condition. Seriously, in any condition. And get the brilliant iPhone XR for just $0 a month with a Sprint Flex lease.
$0 a month for iPhone XR? It doesn't get any better than that. Trade up.
Yep, trade up to a liquid retina display, longer lasting battery, single lens portrait mode, super cool colors, and more.
Plus, Sprint offers a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try Sprint for 30 days. Love it or get your money back.
It's a great way to see for yourself why Sprint is the right choice.
Right now at Sprint, trade in your iPhone 6S or newer in any condition. Seriously, in any condition, and get the brilliant iPhone XR for just $0 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $0 a month after 31.25 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires unlock trade-in, 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax. Guarantee applies to new lines of service and select exclusions apply. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit orionfcu.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Drew Hill is, of course, the Memphis Tiger basketball beat writer for the Daily Memphian. He is on Twitter at @DrewHill_DM. He, of course, guest hosted the program on Friday. The Memphis Tigers are headed down to the Bahamas. Drew, you were over there checking out the scene before they loaded the charter bus. Let's start first with just kind of the expectations for this team. Penny has spoken about it, and you've written about it. It's tough to sit there and go, okay, they're going to get a lot of scheme. Shall we say they're going to progress a lot in scheme and whatnot when you consider the level of competition. Penny has mentioned kind of using it as a team-building aspect. But in terms of you, this trip will look like a success for the Tigers if, and you fill in the blank.
Oh, gosh. If everybody that they want to see plays the way that they want them to play. And that's, I know that's very vague, but basically what they've said is we know the freshmen are going to be the freshmen. We have zero expectations for any of them. We just want to see them play hard. We want to see what works, what doesn't work. There's no limit on how experimental they're going to be. They could play five guards. They could play five bigs. They're going to do a little bit of everything. And so it'll be mission accomplished if they go down there. It's a nice team bonding experience with no sort of hiccups or anything. And then they get the chance to sort of see where everybody stands from a competitive standpoint. I don't think that in the grand scheme of things, the four games even matter as much as the 10 practices do. And you heard Tyler Harris say that on Tuesday. And then Cody Topper, who I had on the show last week, came in and basically said the same thing. Like, these games are great. It's awesome. We'll see who plays in what games. We'll see how much people play in whatever games. I don't expect these games to be close. I just think, in general, this is a fun experience for the team, a chance to kind of grow together a little bit, and a chance to get 10 practices and a crash course underway to get you ready for November.
Obviously, we're going to overreact to anything because that's just the way that things go. But will you be putting any stock into the types of lineups we see, like the combinations of guys? Because as we mentioned, this level of competition, some of these teams don't have players over 6'5 and whatnot. I don't know if they're going to necessarily scheme, if there will be a game plan based on certain teams. But will you be looking at certain rotations?
I'll be looking at the rotations Memphis uses, but I don't think that that's going to indicate what they're going to do in the regular season, to be honest. Like, they are going to mix it up. They're going to try people at different positions. I have a feeling they'll, you know, one pairing I definitely want to see is Damian Baugh and Boogie Ellis, because sure, we've heard a lot about how impressive Damian has been since he got here. And I think when Boogie decided to come to Memphis, he also he viewed himself as maybe that true point guard, and there was questions on who the true point guard is going to be. And so I think Gary mentioned like a potential starting lineup that has both Damian and Boogie Ellis in it. And I think Boogie Ellis would be really effective as a combo guard. That's kind of what he did on the AAU circuit. So I want to see that. Like, I want to see if those two look great together. If you know, how, what kind of chemistry is there. I want to see if they're going to use, I just want to see if they're going to use like DJ at the two, for example, and where they'll use Lance Thomas. And there are plenty of questions to be answered. I just think, you know, in terms of game planning for opponents, no, like that's not going to happen. Will they watch the film? Yes. But I don't think that they're going to take a whole lot out of these games. I put a story up on DailyMemphian.com today where I kind of just broke down how their opponents that they're getting ready to play have fared against other colleges. And it's like, you see raw talent elite losing to McNeese and to, Delaware by 20 points. You're like, oh gosh, what is Memphis going to do to this team? Again, this is going to be a fun experience for all. It's going to be a good behind the scenes for everybody to really get to know these players. But at the same time, it'll be a useful basketball experience, but it's not going to be the end-all, be-all before the regular season at all.
Obviously, when Lance Thomas transferred, there was significant attention given to the fact that he was transferring to the University of Memphis, but we haven't really got to see him. What are you going to be looking for in Lance? Because obviously we kind of think the four position is going to be crowded, but you hear reports out of the summer workouts that Lance has looked really good at times. Is there, you know, what is the type of role that he can carve out for himself?
He's a stretch four, and he's maybe, I think if he and DJ are on the floor together with James or with Precious, then he's more likely to play the four than the three. But in a certain scenarios, I guess he's versatile enough to move up there and do that. I think even since last year, honestly, there's been nothing but good things said about Lance. You ask people within the program and they'll tell you that he's like Penny's guy. Like, he's Penny's favorite guy because he's so high energy all the time. He brings it every single day. He's ready to work. When you talk to Lance, he's the epitome of a basketball player. I mean, he uses every single basketball term imaginable that's in the basketball dictionary. He's got all the nicknames and everything. He studies the game like crazy. He said he falls asleep watching NBA highlights every single night. He loves it. And so I think that's really made him, and I think Penny's the same way. And so it makes those two a nice match. And I think together, you know, he's got a good plan for him. And I think Lance is going to be useful this season. I'm interested to see if he's going to start, because when you hear the positivity that comes out of Memphis basketball and that building over there, it makes it sound like he's going to have an awfully big role this year.
Obviously, so much attention is given to the young freshman, and deservedly so. But we've seen the teams that incorporate experience with the young talent. Those are typically the teams that have the most success. I mean, I think Gary pointed out teams that relied essentially on five freshmen. You can use the term starter if you want. I think he said they came, him and about six other guys came up with three teams that made a Final Four. So you have to think that experience is certainly going to matter. Who are kind of the experienced guys? And I know Lance doesn't necessarily, in terms of game experience, fall into that, but he's certainly an older guy. We know with Tyler, we know with Alo, we know with Isaiah Morais, we've kind of seen what these guys look like. Who are some of the guys that you think Penny's going to rely on to kind of be the experienced guys that maybe when things start getting a little out of hand, a little out of sorts, like these are going to be the calming hands, the guys that he's going to turn to?
That's a great question, because I'm not sure. And I'm not saying that any of those guys aren't going to have a big role.
Sure.
I think Alex and Tyler in particular in the backcourt taking over, maybe that's your answer, is Alex and Tyler in the backcourt. But Penny's not here to play favorites. I think he's going to play the best pairing no matter what, whether that be the freshman, whether that be Alex and Tyler, whether that be a mix of both. When you ask who is he going to go to, I don't think there's a specific answer to that. I think they called Alex Lomax the big brother last week in the backcourt, but is he going to have the same role he had on last year's team? I'm not sure. Like, he's going to be a leader. Is he going to play the same amount of minutes? I don't know. Like, that. This is part of the reason why going to the Bahamas will be beneficial, and it's going to help you sort of figure these things out. But I don't think that there really is an answer, because when you think about it, they're – only sophomores, you know, besides Isaiah Morais, who has some pretty tough competition this year.
That's a crowded position.
James and Precious. Yeah, I mean, that, like, I'm not sure how much he'll see the floor. So you gotta, you know, I don't know if there is an answer to that, to be honest.
Well, with Tyler, one thing that I think is somewhat interesting, it almost feels like the amount of time he's going to see on the floor is completely determined by how well he shoots the basketball. I mean, if he's shooting it from, you know, from three at 42%, it's going to be tough to carve out a smaller role for him, because you just can't deny that type of shooting. But if he starts slow and he's not shooting the basketball, I can see where he struggles to find the floor. But to me, it's fascinating. Like, you don't want to get too, you know, Neanderthal with it, but it almost just feels like it's going to be determined completely based on how he shoots it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've expected, but I've always said that I think he's going to have a big role this year.
Yeah, We're talking, of course, with Drew Hill of the Daily Memphian. He's on Twitter at @DrewHill_DM. And then the university, I guess, from their official Twitter account, has put out a video of the guys. Were they loading? Were they getting onto the charter?
Getting onto the plane.
They were getting off the bus onto the charter. Correct.
Yes.
Did you make anything out of what you saw there?
I didn't see Precious Achiuwa in the video.
Uh-oh.
I, to be honest, I have not asked, but Precious Achiuwa was not in the
video. For the record,
we are speculating.
We are speculating what we saw on a Twitter video.
it's literally an Instagram.
Where we are.
It's an Instagram video.
A social media video.
But
that is where we are.
But it's pure speculation. But it is what it is. I don't want to go into that because, to be honest, I haven't asked about it, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Well, you're telling me you don't want to make headlines today? From a radio appearance that you're doing as a favor. Let's discuss this, because this is a topic that Jeff asked me about, and I'm curious to know your opinion. So we know the games are not going to be televised, which is great for you, by the way.
I mean...
For your hashtag brand,
it is
very good for you.
Can I make a promise to people online? I promise that... Or not online, on air. I promise that I will check out the possibilities of perhaps maybe doing a Periscope if I'm allowed to do it, which I don't know.
Which,
exactly.
Yeah, I was about to say, have we looked into the
I'm not getting arrested. I'm not getting arrested in the Bahamas. So,
or getting your phone confiscated,
yeah,
God forbid.
Neither are going to happen, or getting banned from Memphis events or whatever. So I'm not going to that length, but I will look. I will see. And I'm not going to Periscope the whole game because I got a job to do and I got to write.
Well, also, how steady are your hands?
Oh, I don't know. especially when you've been on the beach all morning and the 5 o'clock game, it might be a little.
Is it all inclusive?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not all inclusive, but it's yeah.
Is there
ample opportunity to have plenty of fun in the Bahamas?
Are they offering a flat rate drink package that if you want to maybe get into the frozen daiquiri collection, whether it be adult or, shall we say, virgin in the daiquiri collection, are they offering said package?
I don't know. I've got no idea on
what?
That
one. Is that the first thing you looked at?
I don't drink daiquiris. We had this conversation.
They're delicious!
We had this conversation. Actually, Bennett was part of this conversation, I believe. No, it was Brad. It was Brad, not Bennett. We had this conversation. I have not had a daiquiri one time. Not one time in my entire life have I ever had a daiquiri. I'm not a fruity drink guy.
Okay, it's a time and place thing. Like, in general, yes, if I'm at a sports bar, I'm not ordering a banana daiquiri. But it's kind of this, like, the banana daiquiri.
Are you telling me on the first NFL Sunday when you sit down at 1 o'clock, you're not going to have a banana daiquiri in hand?
No, I will not have a banana daiquiri in hand. However, my football watching buddy has a Margaritaville, and to sit there and say that, is it the best marg that you've ever had? No, but when noon comes around and you have to get to watch the Giants and he maybe goes a little heavy on the amount of tequila that he poured into the little mixing apparatus, do I say no to a marg then? That would be a lie.
Daniel Jones has got to be a margarita guy.
No, Daniel Jones definitely feels like Daniel Jones feels as if, let's see, what? He's not a marg guy. He is.
Seltzer guy.
Yeah, he's a White Claw guy.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, White Claw or Truly. Yeah, that's a good call, Bennett. You're totally on that.
Yep.
I don't know. I know you were texting me on Friday, like, how are you? And I was very upfront. I don't have the fear of missing out. I have the fear of buying in. And
I know, trust me, I know the feeling. I've got Mitch as my quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, baby. And now I'm totally bought in. I think he's winning MVP. I'm like going crazy.
They're kind of similar in this, in that neither guy was like wildly productive in college. You could make a case for both guys kind of.
Played for Duke and one played
right.
for North Carolina.
And, you know, there were some arguments for Mitch. Well, they had a bad offensive line, so they tried to play a more mobile quarterback. And it's like, well, then, but Mitch was probably the more mobile. Like, it made no sense, like the rationalization that you would have. But then with Daniel Jones, they were like, well, he just wasn't surrounded by much. You can't make much into it. it's the same type thing where, like, they're kind of similar in that. I just want to play him because either you find out if he's good or you find out if he's not. Like, this is not a playoff team. Playing Eli this year would make sense if you thought you were a fringe playoff team and the steady veteran hand maybe gets you to the playoffs. Like, they could play as well as possible this year and win, like, seven games, which would just screw you forever because I'm at the point where, like, this roster's so bad, just get them better. And either you find out that Daniel Jones is your guy by playing him or you figure out, okay, we can tank for Tua. And I'm fine either way. Like, the Dolphins are going to be committed to losing. The Cardinals, Kyler's so small, but he looked really good. And Kyler Murray was the one example of the guy on Friday that looked good, and you didn't really have to throw out the conditionals. Like, he played the first series. He was going against the first-team defense. He basically just he looked exactly like he always does. Like, he gets the ball out of his hand. He's got a big arm. He gets outside of the pocket. He gets outside of the pocket, but he's not just, like, looking to take off and run. He's getting outside of the pocket to look to make plays. And, like, I thought he looked like a good version of what he is. Daniel Jones does the whole, he's playing against the second team defense with the first team offense. And so
he's played like a couple quarters of preseason football. Let's just give it a minute. By the way, we have somehow found a way to take this conversation
from
Memphis basketball to Fruity Island drinks and now to NFL quarterbacks. Mm. I have no idea how we just managed to do that, but we somehow.
Well, that just shows you how special our brains are. But back to the crux of the argument. You need to at least try a daiquiri down there.
Like, I'm going to. I promise.
You're not. I'll say this about a daiquiri. It's the ultimate example of a drink you can enjoy, and you don't have to worry about risking becoming a daiquiri guy, if you will. Like, you're not going to be going to Buffalo Wild Wings and all of a sudden, like, looking through the menu trying to figure out the daiquiris.
Like, flavored daiquiri.
Yeah, it's like a time and place thing. It's, you know, like Corona on the beach works, but not necessarily, like, you're not going to make Corona into your bar beer. There are some guys that do it, but, like, you're never really, like, if you go down to the Redneck Riviera and you start having a few Coronas with a lime, like, the odds of you switching out Bud Light for Corona, not really that high. Like, it's a time and place thing. The daiquiri is the cocktail version of that.
I feel that. I like Coronas, so maybe I'll like daiquiris.
It's the same type thing because it also brings, like, the island vibe with it. Like, you now,
just feel special.
Exactly.
When you're holding, like, that and you're on the beach, like, you think of yourself in that commercial, in the commercials.
Yes. Yeah.
And you just feel better. Is there, okay.
And then so, you got grid, man. I tell you what, buddy, this Corona. I tell you what, you throw a lime in there, man.
So is there a certain type of daiquiri I need to try?
I'm a banana
guy. You seem like a daiquiri veteran,
Jeffrey. I am a banana daiquiri guy, but the problem is, like, I don't know of anyone that's just kind of lukewarm on banana. Either you like bananas or you don't. Like, and so you can't really go wrong with a strawberry one. I've never been a huge pina colada guy. Like, it's never.
Nah, it's not me.
There's, I don't like either.
I don't vibe well with pina colada. That doesn't go well with me.
And also, I fat kid it up, too. When I get the daiquiri, when they ask, do you want whipped cream? I get insulted. Not because, oh, of course I don't want. No, I do want whipped cream. If you want to leave the little whipped cream.
I want everything on it.
Yes.
I want everything on that.
Yeah. I want you to make that drink like it's my birthday. Like, that's, like, I want you to, if you got sprinkles back there, chocolate syrup, I don't care. Load it up. I want this to be as fattening as possible.
How many daiquiris for Penny this week?
Ooh.
I'll set the over under at
So they get there today.
And a half.
They get there today.
Yes. They've got practice. So
now he might smash that today.
So they've got, yeah, maybe. So today they've got island tour and practice.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow they got island activities in the water and practice. Wednesday they have a 4 o'clock game. Thursday they have a 4 o'clock game. Friday they have off. Saturday they have a game. And then Sunday they have a morning game.
Are they coming back Sunday or Monday?
I don't know. I think they're coming back Monday.
If the over-under is 3.5, I'll take the over. Because it does sound like there's a decent amount of downtime. I guess this is my big question. What is the Vegas line, yes or no, on Tyler Harris getting to ride the jet ski?
Oh, gosh. It is, it's like plus 800. I mean, I think it's a very low possibility Tyler Harris is getting on a jet.
Because that's the thing. It's like, in the end, I'm not worried about the restrictions on whether or not
don't get hurt, Tyler.
Right. I'm
just
not worried about the restrictions on whether or not the resort is going to allow him to ride it. I am concerned about, if you're setting the line, I'm concerned about the coaching staff's restrictions of letting Tyler indeed ride the jet ski.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually asked Cody Toppert this on Friday, and his answer was, I don't make those decisions, but we are going to be careful to make sure people don't get hurt. So,
yeah. Tyler also doesn't exactly seem like the guy that dips his toe in when he tries a new experience. Like, Tyler feels like the guy
He's full throttle.
Yeah, yeah. Even if he, like, does it, like, he might feel it out for about 15 seconds, but as soon as he feels, like, the horsepower in that bad boy, although I don't know, what is it, sea horsepower? I don't know what it is. Once you feel the torque in a jet ski, he feels like the guy that's going to really open it up and try to go as hard as he can.
Now, jumping off of a boat,
yeah,
which was the other thing he wanted to do, it was Tyler that wanted to jump off the boat. Alex wanted to go on the boat. Tyler wanted to jump off of the
boat. Lance just wanted to go to the beach.
Lance just wanted to go to the beach. I think jumping off of a boat is a possibility.
Yeah, but that's also kind of boring. Tyler also strikes me as the guy that, like,
Tyler's going to be doing, like, backflips off
the boat. Tyler has the thrill-seeking gene. I feel fairly confident in saying that. Now, will they let him do the tube thing where you're, I don't know if you always had, my a-hole buddies, like, anytime you'd go tubing, my a-hole buddies would, like, pull the rope of the tube and get it, like, as close to the boat as you could, the engine, and then let it go, and then watch me fly, like, 30 feet in the air.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that experience is going to happen.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think there's, like, water slides and stuff. I'm interested to see.
Shark Tank?
I was considering creating an Instagram and tweeting it out.
Drew on vacation.
Letting people follow it and just trying to take as much, like, insider video of these guys doing stuff as possible.
Well, that's how you could do it. You have your Drew Hill official account for, like, all the news and whatnot and the coverage.
People don't follow me on Instagram. I don't want people following me.
I don't even have one.
I will deny you if you had me on Instagram.
I don't want to get involved in Instagram. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it.
Yeah, it's a different life, and I'm not really about that life, to be honest. I stick to Twitter.
Yeah.
I know my strengths. I just stick to Twitter.
I've never been a big, like, take a picture, look at where I am kind of guy. And then B, I found every time I look at Instagram, I get depressed. Like, it's just like, it's all
everybody has much better lives than me.
Yeah, and it's like the influencers, like, that's where they all live on. It's like they live on Instagram. It's like, I don't need this. Like, I don't want
this. You become a victim of Instagram. I've seen it.
Yes,
it has happened to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom got a Snapchat and an Instagram.
That's not a good place to be, by the way.
She's probably too old to have either. And now she just literally posts pictures of everywhere she goes. It's like, I don't think you really know how to use this, but you're kind of just using it.
It's like when your parents start using emojis. I don't really need that. But my mom's gotten good at using emojis, which is somewhat concerning. Like how did you learn how to use these? But it's, at the same time, it's like,
how did you get those on your phone?
Yeah, like,
how
did you, like, did you to download? Like, my mom, like, I'm still waiting for, what's the Bitmojis? Like, I'm waiting for my mom to, like, have her own Bitmojis, and, like, that's going to be a dark place to be in, but I feel like that's where we're headed. Drew, we appreciate it, buddy. You are headed down. Do you leave tonight or tomorrow?
I leave tomorrow morning. I'll be down there middle of the day.
Okay, banana daiquiri by 2:30.
Okay.
All right.
That might be a reality.
Yeah, and then we'll get the official report.
Okay.
We'll get the official report. All right, buddy, appreciate it.
Anytime.
That is Drew Hill of the Daily Memphian. When we come back, the one story you've been waiting for, the president of the Memphis Grizzlies has weighed in on the MLK game. We'll tell you about that and more when we come back right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you run into Steve Kaufman at Oak Hall, he'll talk to you however you like about two things, baseball and clothes. He loves baseball because his 8-year-old son, Dylan, looks like he may be headed to the major leagues. He loves clothes because it's what he knows best. Kaufman started working in retail in high school at U.S. Mail. He started his own place downtown. You may remember it, Shelton Clothiers. And then in 2013, he came over to Oak Hall
because, as he puts it, it's truly one of the best in the country. It's the pinnacle. So I guess you could say that Ocala is like the Yankees, except they have more than pinstripes. Ocala is like Boston, except it doesn't limit itself to Sox. Ocala is like the Cubs, except it never had that long losing streak. Ocala is like the Cardinals, and then it feels a lot like family. Steve Kaufman lives in Bartlett. He tells his buddies all the time, just come in and let me show you around. There's something at Ocala for everyone. Well, except they don't have spikes. So stop by Ocala and find out why it's the pinnacle, why people like Steve Kaufman think of it as Fenway, Wrigley, and Dodger Stadium wrapped up in one. And by all means, ask him about Dylan, his budding baseball star. The summer is just getting underway.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
The Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit tnlottery.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Go, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com, for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
That the NBA releases their official schedule. It's going to be released on The Jump on ESPN at 2 o'clock today, so we will have complete coverage of just what that schedule looks like on Giannotto and Jeffrey, so we'll be doing that at 2 o'clock today. But one interesting note, Sham Sharani, of course, of Stadium of the Athletic, mentioned that there's a marquee slate of NBA games on MLK Day on January the 20th, most notably including Golden State and Portland, the Lakers and Boston, Houston, and Oklahoma City. The reason why I bring this up is, of course, the president of the Memphis Grizzlies is one Jason Wexler on Twitter at Main Street Memphis. Well, he quote tweeted Shams's tweet and said you forgot one.
Oh, interesting.
So the expectation, therefore, should be that the Grizzlies do – they're not going to be playing – as Chris mentioned, one year they played – I think it was the Bulls. I can't remember if it was the 2017 or 2018 game. I think it was the 2017 game because 2018 was the Lakers, and then last year was it Pelicans maybe? They played on MLK Day?
Yes.
I think it was the Pelicans.
I think so, too.
The implication from Jason Wexler's tweet is that the Grizzlies will play on MLK Day on Monday rather than Sunday. That seems to be the reaction that we're getting from the Grizzlies. So I would expect that we will see that included during the schedule later today. So, again, the Grizzlies, it's not officially been announced that the Grizzlies will play on Monday, but if you're reading the tea leaves and if you're speculating, which is what we do here, that is indeed what the expectation would be. And then I wanted to ask you, Bennett. So we had, during the first hour, we had Eric Edholm on the show, and he was kind of mentioning the idea that the Titans perhaps could have a budding quarterback controversy. Ryan Tannehill looked pretty good on Friday. If the Titans turn to Tannehill, what will your reaction be as a Titans fan?
That it's time to go find a quarterback and just rebuild the whole thing. You know, you got a new coach in his second year. He's obviously not married to Marcus, and so I think that if Tannehill ends up being the starter at any time this season, then obviously the season turned out to be a disaster because they're going to give Marcus every chance to fail because they want to know. I mean, they're not just going to play around and experiment with this thing this year. They're going to give Marcus every chance to fail. If that happens, it means they suck. They'll put Tannehill in, and we'll see if he's good or not. But, you know, I think he's a great backup in the NFL. I think it just – if he ends up being the starter, it's not because he was great. It's because Marcus was terrible.
I think that's – because Marcus proved that he's not going to be the guy. I think that's more than fair. Yeah.
Right, so.
All right, let's talk about what we got coming up here on 92.9 the rest of the way. Coming up next on Jason and John, Laird Vietch, the new AD for the Memphis Tigers, will join them at 11:25. Jen Decker will also join them at 1:25. Again, we'll have complete coverage of the new schedule for the Memphis Grizzlies on Giannotto and Jeffrey from 2 to 4. The Gary Parrish Show with Bennett, of course, at 4 o'clock. Jeff will join him at 5. Make sure you're also listening from 6 to 7 with the 6 that will highlight the very best right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. The Mike Vrabel Show tonight will follow the 6. Bennett, appreciate you being here, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
For Eric Edholm, for Jeff Calkins, for Chris Harrington, for Drew Hill, this is Jeffrey saying we'll try to do better tomorrow. For now, our work here is done. Jason and John coming up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Christian Brothers University is committed to preparing graduates to address complex problems and deliver innovative solutions on the job. We offer flexible degrees and graduate certificates that work for you. Interested in getting an MBA or master's degree in education? Maybe you're considering advancing your career with a grad certificate in engineering management or data analytics, or maybe our physician's assistant program has your interest. Get details by attending CBU's upcoming graduate information session. Register online at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
If you own a commercial building with a flat or metal roof and you think it needs replacing, don't do it. Call Joe Stalnaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings. Restoring your existing roof with a quality coating system can save you up to 70% over conventional systems. All 901 roof coating systems save you thousands of dollars in yearly energy costs and come with 5 to 15-year leak-free warranties. Call 901 Roof Coatings at 287-1923 and give your old roof a new life. And now save even more with a manufacturer's new...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.